We are on the last amud of Masechtas Megillah. It's been a journey. Here we go. Okay, so we are at the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph 32A. We are at Tan Rabbanan, which is the fourth word in the line. Tan Rabbanan. So the Gemara is talking about right now what you're supposed to be doing when someone gets an aliyah, when they get called up for the Torah. So it's going through the process, the procedures. What does someone do when he gets an aliyah? So the Gemara says, Poseach v'roah, a person when he gets called up, so he opens up the Torah, he takes a look and sees what the words are that the person is going to be reading from. Golol mevarech, then he rolls the Torah back up again and he makes a brach on it. V'chozer poseach v'korin, then he opens up the Torah again. So that again, in those days, the people who got the aliyah would lay in the Torah, but now he opens up the Torah again so that the Baal Kor is able to read. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer, Poseach V'Roah, that you get up there, you open up the Torah to see where you're supposed to be reading from. Mavarech V'Kori, then you make the bracha, and then you read. So everyone agrees that when you have to see where the Torah is going to be read from. And everyone also agrees that you have to make a bracha. The only question is, do you roll the Torah back up again when you make the bracha or not, or do you keep it open when you're making the bracha? So Gemara says, my time with Rav Meir, what's the reason Rav Meir says that you're supposed to close it up and make the bracha, and then you reopen it again for the person to lane? So Gemara answers, Kedula, the Amar Ula, Mibnei Ma Amru, Hakari B'Torah, Lo Yisrael Matur. Gemara, why do they say that the person who's reading the Torah, right, remember in those days they used to have the Baal Kori would read the Torah, he would read the Pesukim, and then they would have a Maturgam, and the interpreter would get up, and he would explain to the people what it was that was being read in the Torah. So it says that, the Brisa says that the Baal Kori, the person who's reading the Pesukim, should not help the Maturgam, and he shouldn't help the interpreter when the interpreter is explaining what the Pesuk is. He shouldn't help him. Why? Kadesh lo yomru targum kasa b'tar, because we're afraid that people are going to say, if the Baal Kori is reading it, remember again, like we're used to that everyone has their art scroll chumashim in front of them, so we hear the guy laning, and we're able to follow along with the laning. But back in the days of yore, they didn't have, no one had chumashim with them. It was being read by one person in the Torah, and everyone else was listening. So they're not going to know that the Baal Korei, whether he's reading from a pasuk in the Torah, or whether they're going to think that the interpretation, the guy that's interpreting, is also reading straight from the Torah that's being done. So we don't want that to happen. Achanami, kdish liyom rebrachas kesuv matara. So too, if we keep the Torah open, guy gets an aliyah, opens up the Torah, kisses where the words are, and then he makes the brachas. So people are going to think that the brachas are written in the Torah itself, which is not the case. So therefore, we tell him to close up the Torah so that no one's going to make that mistake. And Rabbi Yehuda, why does Yehuda says that you can keep the Torah open? He says targum ikal imite, because when it comes to translating a pasuk, if the Baal Kore is helping the Maturgamam, people are going to say, okay, they're both speaking about describing what's going on to the Torah, so therefore people are going to think that that's written in the Torah also. But brachos lekam imite, but we're not afraid that when it comes to making a bracha, everyone's going to recognize the bracha for what it is, that someone's making a bracha before Asher Bacharban, he's making the bracha that you make before you read the Torah. They're not going to think it's written in the Torah. Amrav Zeira, Amrav Masna, Halacha, Poseach, V'Roah, Mavarech, V'Koreit. Halacha is you open up the Torah, you go up there, you see where the words are supposed to be, and then without closing it, you go ahead and you make a bracha. And that's actually how they bring down. I happen to close the Torah, but because there are still some Farshim that say you do that. But I think the Pesach and the Mishnah Berurah is that you actually are supposed to keep the Torah open. And what people do is they either close their eyes when they're doing it, so that if someone's looking, they'll realize that there's no brachos that are written in the Torah, or you turn your head to the side and you make the brachos, so people realize that you're not reading from the Torah itself. So Gemara asks, Leim halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, why don't we just say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Why do we say that you open it, you look where it is, you make the bracha, and then you start laning? So Gemara says, like we said earlier, Mishum de'afchi lehu, because there were different there are different ways that some people said that one was Rav Meir, one was Rabbi Yehuda, so we didn't know who said what. So therefore we say that this is halacha, that you open up the Torah and then you make the bracha without closing it up again. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Masna, Haluchos v'habimos, Eimah Mishum Kedusha. That again, once we quote Rav Zeira, so we're saying another halacha from, he says that the boards, which they translate to mean that was the, I think what they're trying, it means like the covers that they would do for the Sfarim, they would have boards on top of it to be able to keep it down. They didn't have they didn't have a cutout like this, or they have the boards that were on top of the Sfarim, or the stage that they would build when they would do Hakel. Hakel was once, every 7 years, After the first day of the Sukkot on Chol HaMoed, so the king would get up, all the people would come together, and he would read from the Torah, he would read Hakel, and they would say, men, women, and children would all come to that. So they would build the stage. So he says that both of those, the boards and the stage that they would build for the king, they don't have Kedusha. They themselves do not have any inherent holiness to them. Amrav Shifatya, Amrav Yochanan, Hagolo Sefer Torah, whoever is rolling the Sefer Torah. This does not mean the person that's doing Galila. We do Galila. This is referring to the person that does Hag, where he's lifting up the Sefer Torah. Sarach Shiyamidenu Alatfar, so he has to stand. When he's doing it, he has to do it close to the seam, so that we're afraid that if Chas V'Shalom the Torah, if it would rip, we don't want it ripping in the middle of the parchment. We want it ripped we want it to split by the seam. And that's why you'll see when people get Hagba, they always roll the Torah a little bit until they get it centered, so that when they're lifting it, that the seam is going to be in the middle. Yeah. Amrav Shvati, Amrav Yochanan. I thank God I've never seen where a Sefer Torah has ripped in that situation. But I guess if you have an older one, it certainly is possible that it could be happening. Amrav Shvati, Amrav Yochanan. Hagolo Sefer Torah, the one who rolls the Sefer Torah. And again, this is referring to the person who does Hagba, not Galila. Golam Bibachutz. I'm sorry. Someone who's rolling the Sefer Torah. This is referring to someone who was, he was rolling up a Sefer and he was holding it on his lap. Okay, so he's holding it with the Sefer Torah facing this way on his lap, and he could either roll the Sefer Torah from the far end towards him, or he can go from the closer end to him going further away from him. So he said, what he should be doing, you should do it from the outer. You should come from a further away from you coming in, and not in going farther away. And the reason why is we're afraid that if, let's say, you're going away from you, we're afraid that the Torah can slip off your lap. And then it's going to roll away from you, which would be a big bizarre for the Torah. But if you're rolling it towards you, then you're going to be holding on to the outer roll, and that we're not afraid that it's going to roll away from you. When you're tightening the Sefer Torah, again, you should be doing it from the inner part, where again the inner part is where you're moving the side to tighten it, and then the outer part, which is further away from you, you don't move that at all. That's just staying stationary again, because we're afraid that if you would start tightening that part, we're afraid that it's going to roll away from you and it's going to roll onto the floor. If you have 10 people that are reading the Torah, this does not mean that you have 10 people that were called up to the Torah, but you would have to have a minion in order to learn. You have to have a minion. So the greatest of among the biggest hamachacham that's there is the one that's supposed to do the golol. Again, it's supposed to be doing the hagba. And the reason why the Farshim said the reason why the greatest one is supposed to do it is because people are afraid that people are going to say that they're not able to, they're going to see the Torah and they're going to think it's too much and not able to do it. But if you see that you have someone that's a Talmid Chacham and is able to hold up the Torah for them, they're able to see that it is something that people are able to accomplish, that they are able to learn from it. So therefore we say that we have the greatest one there, and it doesn't mean the strongest one there. It means the person who's the biggest Talmid Chacham, if physically he's able to do it, he's the one that should be doing the Hagba. And the one that does Hagba is the one that gets the reward for all the other people that were there for the laying, for the reward for the mitzvah that they got. The Rambam Yabashua ben Levi, Asar Shikara B'Torah, if you have 10 people that were reading from the Torah, and again, that just means you had a minion. Hagolo Sefer Torah, Kibel Schar Kulan. The one who does Hagba is the one that gets the reward for all of them for doing the reading. So Gemara asks, Schar Kulan Sakadayat, what do you think that he's going to get the schar for everyone? The people that were there and that were listening to the Torah, they're not going to get the schar for anything? Ela'ema Kibel Schar Kenegat Kulan, that the reward he gets is the equivalent of what the other people were getting for reading the Torah. So it's a big schos to, a lot of people don't realize that Hagba is considered to be a very big schos when it, they'd rather get an aliyah because that's a speaking part in the shul. But Hagba is really a very chashuv kibbutz to be getting, on Shabbos.
And we're sure that Gilwan is Hagba here.
Yes.
Okay. So what's Galila? Is it mentioned?
Because you got to remember that Galila, even the person that's doing Hagba is also doing Galila, because the person that's doing Hagba is still rolling it from the bottom. The guy that's doing Galila is helping him to be able to roll it up. But the one who's doing Hagba, not only is he lifting it, he's also doing Galila because he's rolling it from the bottom. He's being Golol, the Sefer Torah, at the same time also.
But I'm just wondering, is there this concept of Galila?
Galila also is considered to be a kibbutz, yes.
Is that in this Gemara? Is it not in the Gemara?
It's not in this Gemara. This is referring to Hagba. Is it in Gemara anywhere? Maybe if we go through an Amud Yomi, going through all of Shas, maybe we'll get to that point, I hope. Okay, Amar Rav Shafatya, Amar Rav Yochanan, Minayin Shem Mishtam Shem Bevaskol. How do you know that you're supposed to be, that you're able to, if you hear a voice, and again, this is not speaking, I assume, to someone that's hearing voices all the time, but like they hear like a voice that has a spiritual quality to it. How do you know that you're able to use it in order to guide you? Shenemar, Vaznecha Tishmana Davar Me'acharecha Lemer, that your ears will hear something and you're going to be able to understand what they're saying. Vahani Mili Deshama Kol Gavra B'masa, that either means that you heard the voice of a man in the city, which normally you would only hear the voice of women because the men were out in the fields doing the work. So it was unusual. So there's something unusual about the voice that you're hearing, or the call itza v'davra, or you hear a woman's voice when you're out in the fields. Because again, the women were normally in the city; they were not in the fields working. V'hudam or hein, v'hudam or lav. And that's also only if it says like yes, yes, or it says no, no, meaning that it's giving a very sure direction that you're supposed to be handing, that you're supposed to be going in. But again, that really doesn't apply nowadays. You know, people say that they hear God speaking to them. They're usually locked up. So this is really speaking back in the days of the Gemara when we lived on a much higher spiritual plane. So then there was this concept of hearing a bas kol, and people could say that there was some guidance that was coming from them. But you shouldn't be relying on that now. Ramav Shvatim, Rabbi Yochanan, Kala Kare Belo Ne'ima, whoever's learning and he doesn't have it, he's not learning it in a pleasant voice, Vishona Belo Zmira, or if he's reading a mission and he's not doing like with the right song, Allah Vakats of Omer, Vigamani Nisati Lahem Chukim Lo Tov, I'm going to give them things which are not good, meaning it's not a good thing to be doing this not in a pleasant way or in a singing way. So Gemara is going to talk about this. Maskefla Abai, so Abai says, Mishum Delo Yadu Levesume Kala, Mishpatam Lo Yiyu Vahem Karisbe, you're going to say because someone doesn't know how to sing pleasantly, so therefore you're going to say that when he's learning Torah, if he's just doing it without this this nice musical accompaniment, so therefore he's going to be subject to the singer. You're going to say that he's getting a chok that he's not going to be able to live for it. My answer is Al Kedrav Masharia Damar Shnei Tamini Chacham Hayosh Meir Achas. If you have two Tamini Chacham, they're living in the same city. They don't come to discuss with each other when they're learning. Each one doesn't go to the other one to find out what the pshat is in the Gemara, what the pshat is in Halacha. So then we say, then I say on those kind of people who are doing it that it's not going to be good. Why? Because they're not really interested in coming up with, well, first of all, if they're not speaking to each other, then we're afraid that they're going to pass in the wrong Halacha. And also because they're learning, it means that their learning is not something that they're doing to get like lessons and how to live their life. They're learning it as an educational pursuit, but they're not trying to find what the truth is and what MS is. So it doesn't mean that a person, when he's singing, that you know that when he's learning, everything is coming out very fluently. It doesn't mean that when he's learning, he's not doing it, you know, singing it in a pleasant voice. It means that when he's learning, if he wants to learn, it means learning to really to come up with what the truth is. That's really what he's talking about that a person's supposed to be doing. Amar Parnach, Amar Yochanan, Kala Ochei Sefer Torah Arum. If anyone holds a Sefer Torah naked, Nikbar Arum, he's going to be buried naked. Now, this doesn't mean that he's naked when he's carrying the Sefer Torah. Of course, that kind of person is whatever. You know, he's got other problems also. He's probably heard voices speaking to him that told him to do it. We're talking about someone that who touches the parchment of the Sefer Torah. You are not supposed to touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah. That's why when you get an Aliyah and you're supposed to use your talus or your tzitzis to kiss, and you're not even supposed to put it on the words themselves, because then, practically speaking, you're going to rub out the words. You put it like next to the word in the margin area, you're supposed to kiss it over there, but you're not supposed to use your fingers to touch the actual parchment, unless it's something, you know, like if they had to re-sew the parchment in between on the seams, then you'd be doing it. So the Gemara asks, Aram Salkadaitach, do you mean that he's going to be punished, that he's going to be buried naked? Ela'ema, Nikbar Aram Bala Mitzvah. So it means that he's going to be buried naked without having any mitzvah. So the Gemara asks again, Below mitzvah sagadaitach, do you really think it means that he's going to be buried without any mitzvahs? Elam Rabbi says, Nikbar Aram below osa mitzvah. He's going to be buried naked without the schus of that mitzvah. Meaning if he was sitting and touching the Sefer Torah when he was reading from it, then he doesn't get any schar for the learning that was taking place at that time. Because it's, you know, what do we say? It's like if someone goes into the mikvah and he's carrying a sheretz in his hands while he's going to the mikvah. So, you know, or it's a mitzvah baba avera, you know. So touching the Sefer Torah when you're reading it, that's considered to be an improper way to be learning it. The last Gemara says, "By Dabr Moshe Smaadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael that Moshe spoke the Yom Tov Hashem to the Bnei Yisrael." It's wasn't she. Oh, thank you. Amar Rav Yani Bere Rav Yani Sava Mishmei Rav Yani Rabba. Mutav Tiskagel Hamet Pachas V'al Yigal Sefer Torah. That is better that you should be rapping when they were doing Galila, and this is now referring to the Galila, not to Hagba. When they would do Galila, they would wrap the cloth around the Sefer Torah, and not that they would wrap the Sefer Torah around the cloth, because it's inappropriate to take the Sefer Torah and to wrap it around the cloth. Take the cloth and wrap it around, just like when you're putting away your tefillin. You don't take the batim and wrap them around the ritzuos. You take the ritzuos and wrap them around the batim that have the partials in them. So that's what it's saying. You got to make sure that when you're doing, you wrap the Sefer Torah, you put the cloth or the mantle, whatever it is that you're wrapping, whatever you're doing Galila with, that you wrap that around the Sefer Torah, but not moving the Sefer Torah. The last Gemara by Dabra Moshe Smaadei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael Mitzvashan Shiyukarn Elson Kol Echav Echav Bismad, that every one of the Yom Tovim are supposed to be read in their times. What does that mean? Tan Rabbanan Moshe Tikan Lele Yisrael Shiyushon V'Dar Shem Inyano Shel Yom, that they should sit and they should learn about the Inyanim of that particular Yom Tov that was coming up. Hilchos Pesach V'Pesach Hilchos Atzeres V'Atzeres and Hilchos Chag V'Chag, that they will learn the halachos of Pesach and Pesach. They'll learn the halachos of Shavuos and Shavuos and halachos of Sukkos and Sukkos. They would each do one of those like we learned earlier, that they would do those 30 days before the Yom Tov, and Hadron Allah, Masechtas Megillah, Shkoyach to everybody. It was good journey that we did. It was, I've done a lot of Masechtas. What? Do I want to do now? No, we'll do. We're going to get real food. We'll do a scene. We'll do a scene with real food. You know, but this is great. This is Baruch Hashem. We're able to do it. The plan is to. Emir Tashem, we are going to be doing Masechtas Tainis for anyone that wants to continue, or if other people are going to join in. We're going to be starting Monday night, same time, 9:10. We will be doing it, and tell your friends and family, and yeah. What? I think Rabbi Silver wanted to, because I think he went out, I think he's in Israel now, if I believe.